The gun control debate has taken center stage after the shooting rampage in Orlando. A Boston Globe editorial today that wraps the entire newspaper calls for a ban on assault weapons and points out lawmakers who have not supported new federal gun control laws. State laws are different. Florida has some of the least restrictive gun laws in the country, and that allowed the shooter to legally purchase an assault rifle and high-capacity magazines. That would not have been possible in Massachusetts, which has some of the nation's strictest gun laws. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, there's still an active debate, though, about how effective those Massachusetts laws are.
Following the horrendous massacre in Orlando, John Rosenthal expresses the feelings of many.
I feel sick, I feel frustrated, and I feel sad.
Rosenthal is the founder of Stop Handgun Violence and is among the state's fiercest proponents of gun safety laws. Frustrated, sad, and sick as he is over the slaughter in Orlando, he takes heart that here in Massachusetts there are laws designed to limit gun violence, which states like Florida don't have. Among them, strict licensing requirements, a mandate that firearms be stored safely, a ban on military-style assault weapons, the kind used by the Orlando shooter Omar Mateen, and a ban on high-capacity magazines, which he used as well.
A large-capacity ammunition magazine allows you to fire however many rounds you have without reloading. When you reload, you're vulnerable. Police carry 13 to 17 rounds, then they have to reload. They're vulnerable. We should care about that.
The Orlando shooter used magazines that held 30 rounds, which helped him carry out his slaughter with ruthless dispatch. Here in Massachusetts, magazines are limited to 10 rounds. Another key provision in Massachusetts law, which Florida doesn't have, gives police chiefs discretion over who gets a gun permit.
That particular aspect of the law is something that was very, very important to us as chiefs of police.
Lenny Campanello is chief of police in Gloucester, Mass. He says that law gives chiefs like him the authority to take into account what they know about the applicant, but what a criminal background check might not reveal. For example, is he mentally unstable? Is he a hothead prone to violence? Is there evidence that he beats his wife?
And then they apply for a gun permit, but their record does not reflect those confrontational moments or those confrontational encounters. But we as police chiefs, having reviewed their in-house record, say, you know, gosh, this is a person that flies off the handle in a second. Giving this person a gun may cause you pause, and there should be a review process in that.
In the case of Omar Mateen, the FBI had interviewed him twice because of reports of extremist behavior. And his ex-wife's father says police were called to his house more than once because he was abusive to his daughter. Chief Campanella won't speculate if such a law could have prevented the tragedy in Orlando. But John Rosenthal of Stop Handgun Violence says laws like this make it much harder for criminals to get their hands on guns in Massachusetts.
And that's why we've been able to reduce gun deaths in the state by 60% since 1994.
Rosenthal pulls that figure from the Centers for Disease Control. But here's Jim Wallace of the Gun Owners Action League of Massachusetts, the local NRA affiliate.
Since the 1998 gun laws were put in place in Massachusetts, gun crime actually tripled, while the rest of the nation's crime, gun crime, was declining.
Wallace says that suggests the state's gun laws don't work. So what's going on here? In fact, Jim Wallace and John Rosenthal are looking at different time periods and measuring different things. Rosenthal looks at all forms of gun violence, including suicides, all the way back to 1994, when overall gun crimes were much higher than today. Wallace's statistics go back to 1998, when gun crime was already coming down, and the state's gun laws were first passed. But he omits suicides, which account for a majority of the country's gun deaths. And Wallace doesn't take into account this, the high number of gun crimes in Massachusetts, nearly two-thirds of them, that involve guns from out of state. That helps explain the increase of certain crimes. But beyond the statistics, Wallace says trying to restrict guns won't stop terrorists.
Look at the Paris terrorist attacks. Everything they had was banned throughout the entire continent. Didn't stop them. So obviously our problem isn't the gun. It's the terrorists. that went on a rampage, does it really matter what type of gun he had or what size magazines he had?
Does the type of weapon and the type of ammunition matter in terms of how many people are injured and the chances of that person being stopped? Absolutely.
This is Robin Thomas, executive director of the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence in San Francisco. She points to the 2011 shooting in Tucson of former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and 18 others by a man with a semi-automatic handgun.
When his first magazine ran out and he went to go put in another magazine, I think he fumbled, and that was when the people present were able to tackle him and stop him.
So Thomas says Massachusetts' ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines matters. On the other hand, less restrictive gun laws in nearby states like Maine and New Hampshire mean crime guns find their way to Massachusetts. That's why John Rosenthal says it's time for Congress to finally act, something lawmakers failed to do following the massacre of 20 schoolchildren at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut back in 2012.
There have been 1,000 mass shootings of four or more people in America since Sandy Hook. What's missing is the majority of Congress's backbone.
Yesterday, Senator Chris Murphy, a Connecticut Democrat, launched a filibuster to pressure Republicans to back legislation that would require universal background checks and prevent suspected terrorists from purchasing firearms. Other Democrats, including Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey of Massachusetts, joined him. It's unclear if they'll succeed, but the murders in Orlando have once again forced the country's lawmakers to confront America's gun problem. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.